Hello, Bruce.
Hello.
Calling from...
Hi, Dr. Sherman.
Hi, Bruce.
My wife just had an extraction of a back molar at Green City Dental. It was a root canal that had developed an infection. And unfortunately, it also developed a communication with her sinus above the root canal that had been done. And so far, we had to start her on Augmentin because it seemed like the sinus was starting to get infected. But we'd like to, you know, get her off of that as soon as possible. So far, I'm keeping her on fairly high-dose oral vitamin C and having her use NanoSilver, you know, nasal spray, as well as Epicor, glutathione, you know, precursor complex, things like that, as well as some immunity mushroom things. But I'm thinking that if things take a turn for the worse after she stops the oral Augmentin, I was wondering about high-dose vitamin C, how effective that was for infections or sinus infections. Intravenous vitamin C.
Right. Well, it may be worth a try. I mean, IV vitamin C, of course, is going to be saturating her whole body. So the trick is with a sinus in particular, you know, picture the sinus as being sort of an empty room in her face. So the blood flow through there isn't very good. And that's why, you know, I would say antibiotics for sinus infections only work maybe 50% of the time because of that reason. So you might be better off doing some sinus irrigations, you know, using a neti pot. And I've had people do that with colloidal silver added to the water. You can also add golden seal powder. But it's difficult because if the root of the tooth is open, you know, into the sinus, boy, that's going to be a chronic problem till that tooth is dealt with, I guess.
Oh, you know, they already extracted the tooth.
They did, okay.
Yeah. Okay. But they said that there was a very definite infection and that the reason why they hadn't seen any drainage in her mouth was because the drainage was apparently going up into her sinus. And that's how they knew that there was a communication between where the tooth had been and her sinus.
I see.
So so you say a neti pot with the colloidal NanoSilver?
Yes. Yeah, okay. That might be effective. You know, sometimes her primary care doc can do a culture on the sinus, see what you're dealing with, and that can sometimes be helpful in figuring out what's going to work or not. That's a tough one. Now with the neti pot, you know, you want to make sure that it's got a little bit of salt solution in there, and that keeps it from irritating the nasal passages. So, but you can always
she's already irrigating. I make up some sterile normal saline by using 1 teaspoon of sea salt in 4 cups of spring water and then just a sprinkling of baking soda. And I boil that for, you know, five or 7 minutes and let
it
cool. So, we already are doing some of that.
Oh, that's great.
So, anyway. So,
and,
you
know,
use that
what you could
along
do, Bruce,
with the silver and golden seal then?
Yeah, what you could do is actually boil like a tea bag of golden seal in that, and that would add some antibiotic effect to the liquid.
Okay.
So, but your solution sounds perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and
you bet. Good luck with that. All right. Thanks for the call, Bruce.